press which one? I'm Barbara Wheelis Roebuck, and tonight we're interviewing Mr. W.E. Joyner of 109 North Contentia Street. Mr. Joyner, we really appreciate you letting us do this. How long have you lived in Farmville?
August 1906.
Were you born here?
I was born near here.
Where were you born?
Well, Bell Arthur Township.
Do you have brothers and sisters, and would you just tell us a little bit about your family?
Well, I have two brothers deceased, now deceased, B.A. Joyner and J.W. Joyner.
Right.
I have
And tell us about your sisters.
I had four sisters, one living and three deceased.
Right. And your wife, she's been dead how many years now, Mr. Joyner?
Nearly 6 years.
And would you give us her complete name?
Virginia Harper Joyner.
Virginia Harper Joyner. How old was she when she died?
70.
And you all had been married how many years?
We were lacking 2 months. We were married 50 years.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds nice. Getting back to your family and when you grew up, how did your mother do household chores such as cooking and washing clothes? She didn't have the refrigerators and the stoves and the washing machines and
things.
That we've got.
Oh, no. She had a tub and a whole thing as a washboard.
What about for the stove? Did she have one of those wood-type stoves? I can remember my grandma.
Wood-type stove. She could burn coal in it.
I can imagine cleaning house and rearing children back then was quite different from what it would be today.
Very much so.
When you were a child, do you remember, did you ever get punished very much?
Oh, not very much.
Did they believe in using switches or?
Oh, very much so long then.
Did you have an allowance when you were growing up, or did you have a part-time job of some sort?
Well, no, when I was young, we had no allowance. Of course, if we asked for things, usually we got it, as anything in reason. But growing up, I did outside work here and there, and that was my allowance.
How did you spend your money? Did you just spend it on anything you wanted, or did you kind of save a little bit and put it in a bank? Or?
Well, after I got up some side, I bought my clothes with it.
I can remember Daddy talking about doing things like that. Did you go to school?
Here in Farmville.
And what years?
Started here in January 1906.
My goodness, that seems so long ago, and you don't look that old. Can you remember really how the people dressed back then? What sort of clothes did you wear to school?
Well, we wore knee-length trousers up till we were about grown.
Oh, that sounds like that would have been interesting. Did the girls wear short, long dresses? How did the ladies dress?
Oh, they wore long dresses.
All the way to the floor?
All the way.
Oh, I bet that was beautiful. I think I would have liked to have been back then. What did you study when you were in school?
Pardon?
What did you study to be when you were in school?
Well, I just took the regular course. Mostly after I left here, business administration.
Right, and that helped out a great deal, I'm sure, particularly when you became mayor, too, and you had your own business, too. Tell me a little bit about your school building and about your teachers.
Well, when I started here, the school building was just a frame building and on Main Street. And on the site where the school building was recently torn down. And at that time, they only had 8 grades.
Oh,
four rooms,
eight
and 2 grades to a room.
Well, now that sounds like, how many children were about in each grade? Do you remember?
Well, you could say around 30.
Around 30. Do you remember any of the names of the teachers?
Oh, yes. Miss Anna Perkins, Miss Agnes Moore, Miss Ada Tyson.
I was going to ask you if Miss Annie Perkins was one, because I remember her very well from when
yes.
She lived with my grandma.
I started school to her.
I remember her when she lived with Grandmother Wheelis' son. After you got out of school and you went home, did you have any type chores or responsibilities at home that you did?
Well, no, I started out in working in the mercantile business with my brother.
Well, when you got off school, and you went home and you were just a young boy, did you do anything around the house or yard?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember anything about what you did?
Well, here in town, I used to have jobs with different things, doing a little work, but during the summertime, we had to go back to the farm work, drive from here.
When you were first courting, when you and your wife were going out, was it like people court today, or was it quite different?
No, well, it didn't do as much riding as it do now. It was very much the same thing.
You kind of had to ask permission to go into their home, didn't you, really?
Oh, the first time that I ever offered to go ride after dark, I refused.
Oh, you were? Did you ever have chaperones to go with you? I can remember Mother talking about.
Well, the first date I had with my wife, she was, went off to Hookson, brought her over here, and my sister had to ride back with us.
That sounds like it might be interesting to even try that today, I think. What was Farmville like when you were growing up, like the streets? Were they as bad as they've been since they've been remodeling it lately?
Well, it was just muddy streets, and it didn't have any pavement whatsoever. They did have here and there brick sidewalks, and they had these, they call them shelters then, the same thing as canopies we call them now. But they had benches out in front of the store, and you could sit out in front of these stores. And of course, nothing like what they are now.
Right. What types of transportation did people have? Did they have cars or horses or what?
No, just horses. And
kind of a little buggy, horse and buggy.
Buggies, some little wagons.
Oh, I think that would have been fun. I should have been back then, been courted at that age. I'd like that better.
I recall the first car I rode in.
What did it look like? What color?
Black. Just a kind of a roadster like. Didn't have any top to it at all.
Oh.
And it was owned by Dr. Patrick, who was practicing here then.
Well, has politics changed that much in the Farmville area from when you were growing up and now?
Oh, very much so.
You were mayor for how many years here in Farmville?
8 years and 5 months.
Well, that is quite some time. I didn't realize
and
it had been that long.
Before that, I had the municipal court 4 years.
I forgot
and
about
before that, I was on the board 2 years.
Right, I had forgotten about all of that. Tell me a little bit about the churches of our community. Were they very similar to what they are today, Baptist,
no,
Methodist?
No, nothing like.
They weren't?
No. It started upon the corner of Christian Church. Was a frame building. It had two front doors.
Oh.
And the Methodist Church sat far up at the Morgan property.
Wow.
And that, of course, had one door, room. And the Baptist Church, I remember when that was built, and that just had one room. And the Episcopal Church was very small. That was burned down, and then they built the brick building.
Right. I didn't realize the Episcopal Church had ever been burned down.
Well, that the little frame church had burned down. Then they have the Primitive Baptist. That was torn down, and a new church was built. Mr. Davis built that church and gave it to him.
For entertainment back when you were young, did you have like church programs, or did you go to movies like we do today, or have dances, or what?
Oh yes, dances.
Had a combination of both, really.
Movies, programs, had church programs.
There used to be a warehouse here that people went to dances in at one time, wasn't there?
Oh yes, I've sponsored quite a few myself. Along with one or two others.
I think the times back then sound like they might have been a little bit more fun, really, because you got closer to people. You had more time to spend with them than you do now. What changes? Can you think of any particular changes that you've seen in Farmville over the years?
Oh, yes, there's been quite a few changes. For instance, our streets have been changed, our light system, and of course we have utilities now where it was known as a bucket. We get along then, and our buildings are much nicer, mostly brick buildings now, where at that time everything was mostly frame buildings.
Right. What about like the drugstores in Farmville, where we've got so many now, we've just got oodles of them. Did you have like one or two drugstores or what when you were?
Well, we had what they call two drugstores, but all one of them filled prescriptions. And
they didn't have all these economy-type stores and discount places like they've got now, did they? What about, didn't I remember something about, what was it the Smiths used to have right up on the corner, right down from the Baptist Church?
Oh, right down here.
Right down the corner from your house.
They call them Well, there were stables, what's called stock. You know, they sold mules, horses.
I remember hearing a great deal about that. Do you remember about when that stopped happening? Do you have any idea what year it was?
Well, I can say it was about six years ago.
It hadn't been too long then.
It was called a livestock stable, is what it was called.
Right. Now that your wife has died, you live here in your home alone, don't you?
I'm alone.
Do you really find that comfortable? Sometimes when you get older, sometimes being in a home alone can be.
Well, it's nice to have a home to come to, but of course it's less lonesome.
And you've got, how many grandchildren that you have to visit?
Two.
You? What are their names?
One's name, the old one, the name of Virginia Ann, call her Jenny. And the young one, the name Mary Leslie.
Right, I'm familiar with Jenny especially because she's real close to my daughter, Bobby Dean. Your son's name, what is your son's name?
Weldon Charles.
And he runs a clothing store for you now, right?
Correct.
And you've had the clothing store how long in Farm?
Opened that store in 1954.
My goodness, you have had that a long time. What is your son's wife's complete name?
Lena Ann Walston, what was her name.
And where was she from? Was she from?
Walstonburg.
Isn't that something, the name Walston and from Walstonburg? I didn't realize that tied in like that. Well, we appreciate so much you letting us come into your home and interviewing you like this. And it's going to be awfully nice to have all these interesting things that you've told us about on tape. Thank you so much, Mr. Joyner.
You're certainly very welcome. I appreciate you coming around.
Can you think of anything you'd like to add, or have you about told it all? I was asking you about if there's anything you'd like to maybe add, just kind of elaborate on yourself.
Well, I was thinking about our light system when I first came to Farmville. It had about four blocks, and they were just the regular lantern lights burned with oil, stood up on posts. And they had a man to go around at late evening to light them with a torch, and go around next morning and blow them out.
Oh, my goodness. What about, talking about the lights, you made me think of something, so I'm going to go back a few minutes. What about, the newspapers? Did you have them brought to your door and all like we do now?
Oh, no. Came by mail.
Came by mail.
Mm-hmm.
What about, milk and all? Seems like I remember when we used to get them on the doorsteps.
Oh, they delivered milk and sit right on your doorsteps.
I think that would still be fascinating if they did that. And now we have to go to the grocery store to get all of our stuff. What about doctors in Farmville?
Came to Farmville, Dr. Marl and Dr. Joyner were the two doctors here. Dr. Patrick came later, Dr. Mulder came. Dr. Mulder was killed.
Right. And what about Dr. Williams? He was in Farmville.
Well, he came later on, after Dr. Willis came.
Right, and Dr. Fitzgerald, and then now there's Dr. Patterson and Dr. Heiser. Farmville has really had some mighty good doctors. We've been awfully lucky.
Oh, yes, it's really helped.
Mr. Joyner, it seems like I remember we used to have a hotel here at one time.
Well, the first hotel here was called the Horton Hotel. My mother and father operated that hotel for 2 years themselves.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And at the end of that, the Davis Hotel was built, which was originally torn down.
Right.
That operated for quite a while. The old Horton Hotel used to be a schoolhouse.
Oh, a schoolhouse.
And it developed into a hotel.
I think that would have been fantastic. What about, tobacco? We mentioned the warehouses a minute ago back on the tape. I guess tobacco is... everything's so different now. They don't have the bigness of the warehouse. They don't have the dances like they used to afterwards. They used to have a Miss Farmville after all the tobacco and everything, didn't they, was closing out?
Oh, I remember very readily in the year 1921, this first paved highway you had from here to Greenville. And that was opened, as I said, in 1921. And at the same time, this school, which was recently destroyed, the building which was recently destroyed, opened. And that was a big celebration here. One warehouse was covered with a table, made from wire, and they, that was a free lunch, everyone, barbecue lunch. The other warehouse, we had it decorated for a dance.
Oh.
And that night, an all-night dance, two officers, one came in at 9, day to 12:30, and the other came in one day to daybreak.
Who did they usually get to play for these dances? Was it somebody locally?
Well, that night, we did have officers from Greenville, a colored officer, and then the later house, we had this Jeffrey Smith from Richmond.
Oh, I bet that was cool.
And there were three of us sponsored that dance.
Right. Now, I remember something that's probably not too old, but like when they used to have the Kiwanis Club, used to have kind of like a circus, and everybody would go to it.
Well, they had the Kiwanis Circus.
Right, and they had kind of a train you'd all ride on it.
Yeah.
Did you have anything like this when you were a little boy?
Oh, no.
Nothing at all like this. Naturally, you had horses, so you wouldn't have anything to pull like that. What about, we were talking about the doctors and the drugstores and all. Did doctors make home visits back then?
Oh, yes, they did.
So it was really kind of more of a personal type family thing.
And in town, most of the time, they walked.
Oh, they did. Imagine the doctors had a little bit more business back then. Farmville probably drummed up some. Didn't they have some saloons that I remember hearing about with the prohibition?
Oh, yes, there was a saloon on the main corner where the family restaurant is now. And then a little farther up along where we were located, there's another saloon. And then across the street where the Enterprise is, there's another saloon. And those three saloons were operating here at that time.
Sounds like Farmer really was in the saloon business. Maybe if we get this drink, this liquor by the drink law, we can put another one back in.
And then down where the red and white store is, there was another saloon.
My goodness.
Operated by the Burnett's. Smith's father.
Right. What about, you said grocery stores. How many grocery stores were in Farmville or something of this nature? Were there any type grocery stores?
Well, at that time, they didn't have what they called an exclusive grocery store. In other words, they had the stores that just sold everything. And then the grocery stores began to move in. And the first one, I think, exclusive grocery store was operated by J. Mazzell and Company. They came here from Williamson.
Right. I remember a candy store that used to be in Farmville when I was a little girl that I used to love to go to. What about barber shops and things like beauty parlors? Did they have very many?
They didn't have any beauty parlors, but they had a barber shop sitting back over behind Rosa's store. And they were run by two colored men, John Hardy and Potts Blood. Haircuts for 15 cents, shave was a dime.
Oh my goodness. And today, what would a haircut probably be?
$3.
Wow.
I don't know about a shave.
Because you can do that yourself at home. What about in the homes? Did you have cooks and maids a lot more frequently than you do today?
Well, yes, it did, because now the maids and the cooks don't like to work on weekends or Sundays. And most of them eat out.
Did you have like live-in type maids, or were they just people that came during the day and went home at night?
Well, mostly they came during the day and went home at night, but quite a few families would have what they call a servant's quarters.
Right. I have always thought a lot about the monk homes because it seems that they've always stayed in the family. Do you remember back when the older parents were living in these homes on Church Street? And Robert Monk's and Bill, Bill Monk's home is new,
yes.
It's been remodeled.
Well, I remember their mother and father very readily, yes.
They've always kind of kept these homes and kind of one generation will move out and the other one will move in, isn't that right?
That's correct.
Did they have a place in which they had servants' quarters, or don't you remember?
I don't believe they had excluded servants' quarters, I don't recall.
What about Bernice Turnage's father? I remember Miss Turnage real well. Did they have any place that they had quarters for him to live in?
I don't recall. I don't think so.
Mr. Joyner, have you always lived in this home that we're in right now?
No, I moved here in 1937.
And where did you, what, did you live in Farmville?
With the exception of 2 years, I was in Kinston.
I didn't realize you came from Kinston. What about your clothing store? Did you get that soon after you moved here in this house?
Well, when I left Kinston, I was traveling. That was back in 35.
Right. And what were you doing when you were traveling?
Selling clothing.
Oh. I can remember some beautiful silk suits that Daddy brought for me right before he died. You had a lot of business at that time in which you ordered things like these silk suits? And
oh, yes, we call them our tailor to measure.
Does Charles, your son, still do this?
No, we don't handle that made to measure business anymore.
They were beautiful. They really were just gorgeous. Do you think the clothing have changed that much, say, within the last 20 years?
Oh, yes, very much so.
They kind of have brighter colors, don't you think?
Brighter colors, and people don't go into this made to measure like they did when I was traveling. The stock clothing have come out with some much improvement that has just about cut the tailoring business out.
Right. What about on the corner of the Holmeses? I can remember when they lived, because Todd and I were in school together, and I remember their children. Was that a home that they built?
They built that home, and at the time they built it, they were living in this house here. This was Mr. Holmes' home.
Oh, was it? And you bought this home from him?
Not from him. I bought this home from the state. It was owned by the state when I bought it.
Right.
And Charlie Johnson was treasurer. He's a man of devil.
Right. And now who lives in the home that was a Holmes home?
Mr. and Mrs. Vickers came. Yeah, both work over at East Carolina College.
Right, he's a professor, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and she's a nurse. She's a supervisor of nurses over there.
Well, I think it's nice because they have children. I think it's nice when
they have four boys, and they're very, very nice people.
It's awfully nice when a home can still kind of stay alive like that. Mr. Joyner, the light and water, their bills have just gone up a great deal, and they've gotten so that they're so high. Did you all, back when you were young and when you first came to Farmville, did you use fireplaces, or did you have the expense that we have today with utilities?
Oh, nothing like. But you see, there's so many different articles now that's being used for electricity, like refrigerators, deep freezers, cook stoves, water heaters, and just so many different things. And you're operating your television and your radio, electricity as well.
Now, when you mentioned television, when you first came to Farmville, they didn't have television.
Oh, no, didn't have radios.
Do you remember what year that they got television?
Well, I don't know what year they started it, but along about, I'd say about 1950 when they began to get quite a few around here.
Right. What about with the radio? I remember when I was little, things like Uncle Remus stories. Do you remember anything particular on radio that you liked to listen to back then?
Well, I've just about forgotten it. I can remember the radio all right.
I think radio was more interesting back then in some ways than it is now, because it was more like a show, really like a TV show.
Oh, yes, I can remember the first one I bought.
What did it kind of look like? Can you describe it to us?
Well, it was just a small machine, looked like, and it had a great big, you might call it a horn, looks like. And just spread right out, you like the old Edison.
I've seen some of those.
That's what it was. That was one of the first ones I bought like that.
In fact, when Daddy bought the Emerson Smith home place, they had upstairs one of these great big floor models, and you had to turn it with your hand, mm-hmm. and as you turned it, it would play the music, but it was nothing that you plugged in a wall or anything like this.
No, this one didn't either.
In school, did they have like the intercom systems in the schools like they have now? Do you remember?
Yeah, pardon?
Like in the schools, in the high schools and in the lower grades, did they have an intercom system like they have now where the principal could sit in his office and talk to the students in each room?
They had to go around and knock at the door.
So it was quite different back then
from what it is.
And of course, we didn't have the blacks and the whites together, so we had different schools, one down there for them and then one up here too.
Well, that's just been recent years that they did that integrated.
Right. What about the Sam Bundy, the lower grade school, the first grade like through the third? Do you have any idea exactly what year that they started that? I can't quite remember.
No, I don't know what year they started, but I know it's right after Mr. Moore left here. And this question from Mr. Bundy came here. It was built after he came here.
Right. And Mr. Bundy has Oh, I guess he was a principal for many years because he had me all the way through the 12 grades that I went through. And he did mother taught under him for a long period of time. Do you remember how long Mr. Moore was here? I've heard people mention him
so much. Yeah, I think something like 8 years.
Do you remember anything about him specifically? I've heard people mention him, and I've always just wondered, what kind of man was he like? Was he, you know, very outspoken or kind of a quiet person?
Well, he was kind of a quiet person. Mr. Moore and I were together quite a bit. We were very friendly. And he was a man that didn't do too much talking.
Sometimes that's the best kind. I think that shows your intelligence more when you don't. Probably. Well, I can't really think of anything else that we hadn't kind of touched on, unless you can think of some particular thing.
I think you're just about to cover everything. You know of anything else?
Can you think of anything you'd like for us to add to it at all? I can't really think of any particular topic. Jonah, there is one thing I meant to ask you. What about the fire department? Now we have it so modernized. How are fires put out?
Well, the fire started out here, as I remember, when I was a small fella. We had what called a bucket brigade. Most everyone kept buckets, and they had wells. And fire break out, everybody start filling the bucket and carrying where the fire was, and somebody would take it and fight fire with those buckets.
Because you didn't have the running water, did you?
Oh, no, nothing like that. And the first fire truck they had here was just a small truck, a little Ford truck.
What about, were there any people that were a member of the fire department, or was everybody kind of?
No, they had a member of the fire department.
Kind of fire marshals.
Now, of course, they own drill like they are now. And they won't, say as far as being firemen, they weren't as efficient down there.
Well, now you mentioned the wells. Do you remember when you first moved here, did you have running water in your home?
No. We had a pump on the back porch and a well out in the lot. You draw water out of the well.
So you really have lived to see some interesting things. Well, we appreciate very much your talking with us, and we just feel so lucky to have had such a fine person as you, especially to have shared you as being mayor of Farmville. I think Farmville's quite lucky.
Well, I appreciate that very much indeed.
You're a very, very special person. I know my father always thought the world of you, and I've kind of felt like you were part of our family.
Well, I felt that way until James, your father, too, because oftentimes, particularly since wife died, I'd go to the drugstore and sit with him to get ready to go home.
Well, now that's one thing that I meant to ask you about and didn't a while ago. People kind of sat in drugstores more than they used to,
yes.
Didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
They'd have coffee and just sit around and really just kind of a meeting place, whereas it really isn't that now
at all. Well, it was, particularly at night when I stayed over a while at night. And Sunday morning, and then you go back Sunday afternoon and be over a while.
I think people kind of miss the closeness. The world is so busy today, and we really don't have time so often for even our families that we really miss the close relationships people used to have. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Joyner, and again, we appreciate you letting us come and talk with you.
Well, I enjoyed having you.
Today is March 1st. The 1st, 1979, and it is a Thursday night around 8:45.